This is an excerpt from the Gospel of John. Before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the one who had sent him, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that God had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his companions and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." And this is God's word to us tonight. Do you remember the last time you were a recipient of extravagant love? Or the last time you lavished such love on another? Extravagant love is a gift. Whether we are the gifted or the one extending the gift, the experience is usually something we joyfully remember for a long time. You ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. Tonight, Holy Thursday, is a night of extravagant love, a night of word made flesh, bread broken, cup shared, feet washed, food for all the world. It is a bittersweet night of intimacy, of gifts given and love expressed. The foot washing for me is a symbol of the reversing of relationships, of the upside down, unexpected adventures we have when we follow Jesus unreservedly. The Master washing the feet of the disciples. Sometimes disciples wash their master's feet, but never did the master wash the disciples' feet. Our society is out of touch with such rituals of hospitality, for washing a person's feet was onerous work. People wore, at most, sandals in a world of heat and loose garbage and animal droppings. People's feet were crusted, smelly, and repulsive. Yet Jesus lovingly and tenderly washed each foot. After finishing, Jesus reclines once again and asks, "Do you understand what I just did for you? Did you get the message?" This night is about bread and wine, bodies and blood, feet and washing. Intimacy and unbounded, unexpected, extravagant love. It's about a God who bends before us, hoping that one day we will treat each other with the same regard and dignity that God has always lavished upon us. My most recent example of unexpected extravagant love happened last Sunday in the hospital unit of a maximum security women's prison where I minister. Audrey came into our prayer space with her pockets chock full and a big smile on her face. Audrey is a 50-plus-year-old struggling with a chronic illness, and she has a long sentence ahead of her. Before we began our prayer, Audrey asked if she could speak. "I have gifts for everyone today," she said. And she proceeded to empty out her pockets. Audrey unearthed enough small toiletry items for everyone in the chapel. "These are my bingo prizes that I've been saving for the last few weeks. Everyone has been so kind to me while I haven't been feeling well. I want to say thank you." Toiletry items are like gold in a women's prison. And Audrey, who has very little and no outside contacts, was giving away all that she had. Unexpected, extravagant love. And we were the recipients. This is the message this Holy Thursday. You ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. Audrey reminds me of Jesus' offer of himself in love this evening. Jesus brought the apostles face to face with love and with service for another. Can we do that for one another? In the words of Mary Oliver, the poet, can we be hugely and damply extravagant? For this is our unalterable task. Can we be instruments of love in this world of ours, where destruction and killing are commonplace? Can we be instruments of openness and tolerance in this world of ours where rejection, division, and exclusion are everyday experiences? I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. As we begin the Triduum, may we be word made flesh, bread broken, cup shared, feet washed, food for all the world.